Thank you and good morning. Yes, I'm Paul Matesik, Executive Director of Wilder Research. We're located in St. Paul, Minnesota. We have a staff of about 100 people, and actually we're looking to hire one or two more if you know anybody who's job hunting. But we do studies of the effectiveness of programs in fields of public health, community development, education, housing, and also studies of community trends related to those topics. And it's been both fun and a privilege to work in the past few years on building the site that I'm going to briefly describe to you today, and doing it in part in collaboration with Build Healthy Places Network and Public Health Institute, who are making it available through the portal that Doug's described to you. Required statement, no financial relationships between me and this work. I was tempted to add the parenthetical statement that I wish there were, but I'm going to give you some brief background and purpose of the site, mention briefly logic models for community health improvement initiatives and how that was an important foundation for the work that we did and why we included logic models on the site, and then give you a quick site tour. Wilder Research and the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, as Doug mentioned earlier, collaborated on several activities over the past 5 years. We participated in some joint conferences, statewide conferences, bringing together community development practitioners and public health practitioners to address the issue of how to improve community health. We also did some national surveys, one of which was for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Commission to Build a Healthier America. But both of these surveys gathered data from initiatives or attempted initiatives that involved cross-sector collaboration between community development and public health in order to see what we could learn from them. If you're interested in the specific findings of those studies, you can go on our website and find reports. Also, there was an article in Health Affairs exactly a year ago, the November 2014 issue, that you can take a look at for some of those findings as well. We moved from that research, and I'll tell you some of the findings of it in a moment, but then into the research for the Metrics for Healthy Communities site, and that took us to identifying any useful, valid, reliable metrics that we could find related to the kinds of outcomes that community development and public health practitioners were positing as the outcomes for the initiatives that they were undertaking. In those national surveys that we did, some of the issues that arose and that explain why we developed the site are, first of all, different vocabulary. So even when public health and community development practitioners are working to achieve the same goals, they often are using very different vocabularies. They're working in parallel to one another. Of course, some of their activities partly overlap, others do not. But there were clearly differences there that were causing problems in terms of the different cultures communicating with each other and working jointly. I know Doug likes to use the example of CDC, which is said thousands of times every day by public health and community development, but means absolutely totally different things. Sometimes there was a lack of attention to outcomes in these initiatives. Those who were involved really weren't thinking about the outcomes except in a very general way that they wanted to improve community health, but nothing specific. Other times there was confusion and a lot of frustration expressed in both sectors about the use of outputs as if they were outcomes. So too much satisfaction with simply counting up the number of childcare slots that were developed or counting up the number of patients served or who came through a clinic, but not really any attention to the outcomes that resulted from the activities of a particular initiative. And there were also frequently expressed problems related to the selection of good measures of outcomes, especially at small geographic levels. So these issues motivated us to develop the website. And as I said, the use of logic models is critical because we wanted to join the vocabularies of these two sectors in order to overcome that issue. And we also wanted to provide some easy-to-use menus for discovering, identifying, accessing metrics, and you'll see how that works in a moment. But first of all, quick review of logic models. Not necessary for this audience, undoubtedly. Inputs, activities, outputs, and then different levels of outcomes. Very familiar to a public health group, but actually in the development of the site, we had some reviewers who told us, do not include logic models. It will only confuse people. People have never heard of them. They don't use them. Now, again, you as public health practitioners may think that sounds silly. Some of you are probably into, you know, postmodernist adaptations of logic models or something. They're well beyond the basic six boxes. But that's not true of everybody in other sectors. So an example of a logic model for a childcare center might be things like this: inputs, funds, location, financing, dollars invested. You see some of the outcomes there. As you read them, you may say, gee, those don't look exactly like the ones we would use in public health. Maybe some are, but some look a little bit foreign. Here's another one for community health center: inputs, funds, location, financing the facilities, dollars invested, outputs, patients served, initial outcomes, things like program space increases, primary care access increases, intermediate physical activity increases, long-term property values increase, employment rate increases. Again, some of these might look familiar to you as public health practitioners, but others might say, gee, those wouldn't most likely appear in my logic models. If you came along, you might add other things, like healthcare staff would seem pretty important as inputs. Evidence-based practice would appear pretty important as an input. And I use this just to illustrate the fact that as the different sectors address these issues, in part their interests, goals, overlap, but in part they also think about the world very differently in the way that they are acting in a cause and effect way to improve community health. With that as some background, here's a quick tour, and you can go on the site yourself, metricsforhealthycommunities.org. If you do, you'll come to a home page. It looks like this. And it will take you to other parts of the site. You can access the background on the site, you can get into the logic models, and you can get into sources of metrics, and I'll describe, display, demonstrate how that actually works. So if you clicked on the About Logic Models tab, it would take you to this page. There's some very simple background for those who don't know what a logic model is. And similar to the other speakers, we've used things that are indecipherable to the audience, but I hope you get the basic idea. There are six logic models in the site right now. We may add some more. If you wanted to search for one, you can use a search button, and you can search based on a whole variety of terms, and what we especially like is that you can search based on a particular activity that a community development practitioner or health practitioner might be involved in. So if you wanted to search on, you know, financing of health centers or something, you could do that, and then it would take you to the logic model that's appropriate for that particular activity. Here is, for example, a sample logic model for a community health center. All of the logic models include a little preface that describes how they relate to social determinants of health, and then you can see from the headings there the traditional inputs, activities, outputs, short-term, medium-term, longer-term outcomes. The logic model itself for community health center looks like this. It has a lot of items under each of those, or in each of those columns, rather. It's not intended to be an actual logic model. We don't expect that someone would print this page out and use it to guide their project. Rather, what it is a menu to help practitioners think about what they're doing and to help them think about the kinds of outcomes, short-term or long-term, that what they're doing might produce. Here's another example from Fresh Produce Access, including inputs, activities, and outputs related to fresh produce access, and then the kind of outcomes that might be expected to be produced by that kind of an initiative. You'll note that there are some of the items that are highlighted. They're actually links. And the way this works is if you were someone who wanted to use a particular outcome, The site enables you to see whether there's any readily available data that you could access to measure that outcome in the community in which you're undertaking your initiative. So, for example, I think on this one, there's obesity rate declines is one of the outcomes in there somewhere. And if you clicked on that, it'll take you to all the data sources that we could find so far that have that sort of information over time. And if you're interested in seeing what the information is for your particular level of geography, you can keep clicking. There's also a variety of instructions on how you can do this. And there are also some instructions on what you can do if the data are not available at the level of analysis you want it, what you can do to create some of your own surveys or measures to gather the data at a project level or a neighborhood level. If you're familiar with this, it's just an easy way to access the data. But if you're not familiar with it, then it's a way to really learn what's available. Here's another logic model, the one related to supportive housing. Finally, I just mentioned that the site includes some measurement advice, comments we got from people in the field about things like the benefits of measurement, or testimony about what you really ought to do if you're going to try to do better measurement. And we just put some actual quotes from initiatives around the country to illustrate that. People have found it helpful. There's contact information. The BHPN staff are fielding some of the questions. We're fielding other questions. And we're really in a mode where we'd like to enhance and improve this in the next year based on the kind of feedback that we receive. We're also checking the links, doing quality control at least quarterly, because links do change and we don't want people to get frustrated, go to the site and come up with error, or whatever it is, 404 or something like that. So that's it. Thank you.